Could you, if you don't mind, describe the cheese process, cheese making process,
yes,
briefly?
Yes, you start off with clean milk collected by tankers from the farms in the area. Although if we are short of milk, it does come from other areas of the country, providing it's sweet and clean, we can deal with it. We pasteurise all the milk. We add our starter.
Excuse me, but could you really explain what you mean by pasteurise?
Pasteurise. Yes, it's a light heat treatment. It's not so severe as UHT or sterilised milk, but it does kill the bad bacteria. Also, it kills the good bacteria. So that is why we have to use a starter or lactic culture to give us our acidity that we need. There is only one dairy, in fact, that uses raw milk, and that is at Colson Bassett. Yes, providing they get good, clean milk, they'll make the very best cheese. If they get bad milk, at worst, the cheese will fall off the shelves. It can be that bad. Pasteurising makes a more uniform type of cheese. So then after adding our starter, we add our rennet, mix it very thoroughly, top stir the milk until it shows signs of setting, leave it for about an hour and a half, and by that time the curd has formed. It's sufficiently firm enough to be cut with these American curd knives. Quite long, about 2 to 3 foot in length. Very sharp. We don't want it to bruise the curd. Cut it into cubes, we say about an inch cube. We don't heat those cubes as they do in cheddar and Cheshire cheese because we don't want to drive out the moisture. We're not aiming for a hard cheese, we want a softer type of cheese. And so we just let the cubes settle towards the bottom of the vat for about an hour and a half. After that time, we let the whey run from the vat. Still today, this whey goes out by tanker to pig farms. In my grandfather's time, he would have at least made quite a lot of cheese, so he would have had a lot of whey to dispose of. He must have had a few pigs, 20, 30, 40, 50 pigs, and he was one of the first to open a pork shop in Melton Mowbray, and I don't have to remind you, do I, that Melton is famous for its Stilton cheese and Melton Mowbray pork pies. Still today, they say that it's the flavour of the whey-fed pigs that gives the best flavour to pork pies.